For a time, I belonged to the Savannah Golf Club. But when they began to consistently beat me every time we played, I turned the membership over to her. And of course, I'm a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. That's Francis S. Camp. It was a Savannahian that took off really on his own with his regiment. But the first battle of Manassas, they brought him back in a casket. And he's buried out in Laurelville Cemetery. The rest of the family is buried in Savannah. Catholic side in the Catholic cemetery. And,
was that the side that they were Catholic?
Side, yes. Side. There in Bonaventure and Laurelville Cemetery. In this yellow fever epidemic that we had in 1876, which they claimed of some, I may be a little off on those figures here, but certainly several hundred, maybe as many as 900 people. And they didn't have time to dig individual graves, so they dug a trench grave and put my grandfather's body in there. My father didn't rest until he located it and had a little marker put on it.
How could he locate it?
Huh?
How could he locate it?
I think he probably went through the cemetery records and probably, even in those days, probably everybody had a number. Instead of a name.
Yeah, well, they certainly do now.
And my grandmother was buried in the lot in Bonaventure with my mother and father.
Could you tell me a little about Mrs. now? How old is she?
She's born 1904. November 29th, and, in Camden, South Carolina, and came to Savannah at the age of about 14 after her father had been killed in an automobile accident, and has resided here ever since. And she went to Winthrop College, which is a South Carolina institution. And after finishing at Winthrop, she went to Sargent in Boston. I think it's largely a physical education school.
Is she a church member? Is she a church member?
Episcopalian.
Oh. Do you know where her ancestors came from?
Well, let's put it this way. This is near as I can put it. There was a in the family.